www.thebeatmaker.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. I'm sure many of you right now have a full belly or getting ready for more turkey. Really, Thanksgiving is a whole week. It's eating turkey before you have a turkey, or official turkey, and then eating turkey afterwards. It really is. It's just on your brain, I think. Unless you're a vegetarian, then you're eating everything else but the turkey, to be sure. I hope you're with family, celebrating, and enjoying yourselves, whatever it is that you are doing. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we've got Nail the Score. That's right. Interesting games, because you got three big games on Thanksgiving Day, including into the night. So it's expanded, as you know. And it wasn't just the traditional two anymore that happened a few years ago. So you also have the later game, which makes it kind of fun. It's just a whole day of football. A friend of mine said today, going to the in-laws, oh, thank goodness we have football, because we really have nothing to talk about. So football really makes things good. And maybe that's the way you feel. Either way, we're going to have fun with Nail the Score. So keep the number handy. I know you got one eye open, two eyes open, whatever it is you're doing. But you want to make sure you call in because you only have a shot at it for the last three segments. Or send us your guests at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In the meantime, the big news, at least in the Middle East, continues to be what's going to happen with Israel and the Palestinians and Hamas. Throw that into the mix. Hillary Clinton is there. There are a lot of conversations about deals. Egypt also at the table, we'll call it, and that's Mohamed Morsi, and whether or not the Muslim Brotherhood comes full circle into this, because if this thing were to escalate like it did in 2008, Egypt is saying they would have to back Gaza, and boy, that would definitely change the circumstances on the ground. America has ships, three big ships, hovering around in the Mediterranean, getting ready for anything, ready to move. And then normally the eyes that we have in that area are also there for fear that this could possibly escalate. So will there be a deal? Do things get worse? You know, what ultimately is going to happen here? Israel is even warning journalists to stay away from Hamas because they're saying, you know what, it's just too dangerous at this point. And if you're there, Godspeed, because it's on you. Well, of course, it's always on you. Now it's different in war zones. Used to be you put the journalist thing, you put TV or you put whatever on a jacket that you wore, and you didn't have to fear that something was going to happen. Now it's no longer that way. More and more journalists are being killed in war zones. But it's not about the journalists. It's about what's escalating in this, because you have a choice of going in, and there's a certain cowboy-esque kind of thing that you have inside you to want to be in some of these situations. And, boy, I admire the people that do that kind of reporting, because it's more than dangerous in some of the places where we've seen reports come back. And hopefully, you know, in some cases with good reporting, you're getting unfiltered kind of journalism. Just here's what's happening. That's it. I'm not giving you any slant. This is it. This is what's going on. Richard Engel, I think, is a good television war correspondent. Very, very risky what he'll often do on camera. Going off on a tangent there, but getting back on with the Israel-Hamas-Gaza thing, I think one of the worst pictures I've seen was something that circulated earlier in the day, the body of an Israeli spy dragged behind a motorcycle in Gaza, looking just like a dummy, like this was not a real person. You could see his body just deteriorating as they were dragging him down the streets. Pretty scary and pretty serious. And then you had the nutball with the axe who started to try to attack an embassy guard in Tel Aviv, but attacking the U.S. embassy, by the way, in Tel Aviv. So there's certainly some crazy things happening there. And death-wise, most of the casualties have been on the side of the Palestinians because the Israelis have better stuff, better missiles, and they've got the dome that's protecting them, the Iron Dome, pretty much 85 to 90% effective, although some of the missiles have hit schools, and there have been some Israelis that have been killed, but not to the extent of the Palestinians, where you have kids that were wounded, a crazy number of kids they reported, like 225, something like that, and then there were kids, 52 kids altogether. At least that's the numbers that were supposedly killed. I say that because you're just getting the numbers from the Palestinian side, but you know that there were people killed. This Thanksgiving, sad to say, food pantries are already reporting a 400% increase in demand. 400% increase. And to make sure that that number was right, I did a little digging on my own and called a food pantry in New Jersey where I'm headed and one in Texas where I am, and both said they were running out of stuff, and they couldn't believe how many people were lining up to get turkeys, because there were giveaways for that and that kind of stuff, and so probably it is always one of the busiest times. But as somebody put to me in Texas, they have never seen lines quite that big, 400%. And the other thing that was so shocking, that this woman, Thelma, that I talked to said, you're seeing people that are driving up that you just wouldn't expect that they would be in that line, but were down on their luck and had a family and wanted to be able to feed them. So make what you will of that, or take away from that what you will, but there are definitely people that are out there in the burbs that are feeling that pinch that we talked about leading all the way up to the election. And that's why, as much as there I'm talking about the severity of what's happening in the Middle East, and if it should turn into another situation where we have to help Israel, then that's part three, because we had Iraq, Afghanistan, and now really are we going to have boots on the ground at the Gaza Strip? It's not completely ruled out at this point, and that will be a backbreaker with how much money that's going to cost us. And that's why so many people are concerned about what Congress, the lame duck Congress, is going to do with the Bush tax era credits, the tax credits and cuts, and what also is going to happen with some of the loopholes, and what's going to happen with the automatic cuts, and how does that affect the deficit, but also how does that affect your tax situation. And really nothing has changed. It's not a new day. It's the same players, for the most part, digging their heels in even more. So you can expect that there won't be any kind of big solution, just a Band-Aid. And I've said that now for a week and a half. It's not something new. This has happened before. Just a Band-Aid that eventually will slowly start to fall off, and then we'll have to revisit the situation again and again and again and again. And who knows what the deficit ultimately ratchets up to. Boy, I hope it never hits that $20 trillion, but I fear that we are headed in that direction. I know we're headed next. Oh, yeah. We're talking some football. Nail the score, 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Can you believe it? It seems like we just did nail the score, but alas, here we are again, a special holiday Nail the Score. And I can only imagine what game will be chosen this time around. As I said, on Thanksgiving, you got three pretty interesting games. Texans at the Lions, Redskins at the Cowboys. The Redskins just pummeled Philly. The Cowboys barely got by Cleveland. They won in overtime, though. Patriots at the Jets. Anybody who's a Pats fan or a Jets fan, this is a big-time rivalry. The Jets have had their struggles, and the Patriots, of course, can look like world beaters at any moment. And they seem to just come back. If that's the first quarter means nothing, really, with the Patriots. But I guess you could say that about any team. That's why this year, and especially the last probably 10 years, the whole parity thing is kicking in, has definitely kicked in, and you can see the effects, where you'll have games that seem as though they're going to be over, and then next thing you know, they're on the ropes. The three overtime games this past week, just incredible. All right, Matt Johnson has now loaded the computer, and we'll see what the computer picks for this week in Nail the Score. Wow. This is a good game. This is a great game to pick. It is a Sunday game, and it's the Sunday evening game, which makes it even neater, because I just like the Sunday night game. This is a good time to just chill and hang out and watch the game. So the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants, it's at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And the weather, I'd say, toss up for either one of these teams. Who cares, unless there's something crazy going on. But it's just going to be a little chilly, late in the 40s, so that's nothing for the Packers, certainly, but even for the Giants, too. And I would have to say, I'm going to give the New York advantage here. I'm going to say that New York, to me, has a little bit of the edge, and I think New York wins this. I think the final scores, coming up with the scores is always the toughest part of of this whole thing here. But it is, like I always say, like circling lottery numbers. If you actually fill out a card, you fill it out and you're looking at it and you just keep staring at it. And, you know, Eli Manning, for all the criticism that he's getting, he is a guy that can sometimes just pull you right back in when everyone's, especially when everyone's all over him and criticizing him. A lot of times that's when he seems to step it up. It's like he saves his job over and over again, because you listen to talk radio in the Northeast and the Giant fans, they love him, they hate him. They love him, they hate him. But they're 6-4. They're on top of the NFC East. And, you know, these are Super Bowl champs. So I say you forget all the statistics and the bah humbug of what's happened in a couple of games that they should have won. And I'm going to say that the Giants win this one, the G-Men win this one, and the score there is going to be 24-17. But what say you, America? I hope some of you are out there. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Giants or the Packers? I guarantee there's some cheeseheads that are listening who want a piece of this. And, you know, go figure, like I said, Eli Manning trying to figure out what's happened in some of these games. They lost the opener to Dallas. Remember that? 24-17. They just came off of back-to-back losses, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and it was the Cincinnati game was crazy. That was just a rip fest, 31-13. And, you know, the Pittsburgh game was closer. They lost that one 24-20, and they had had a win streak before that. So now it's Green Bay, and it's a big, big game, needless to say. Matt Johnson, I know that people are calling in the studio, but we got to give you your fair bite at this one. So I know you're just a hater, just a complete hater of Green Bay, but are you picking Green Bay or are you picking Big Blue?
I'm picking the Giants.
Yay!
Green Bay has not looked great the last couple of weeks, and they got some injuries they're dealing with on defense. They got Greg Jennings, they got receivers hurt. Charles Woodson hurt, and non-existent running game. Cedric Benson still out, and they barely beat the Lions, who is one of the worst teams, I think, in the NFC right now. They just can't seem to get anything together. And on top of that, after the Vikings beat Chicago this weekend and Green Bay loses to the Giants, the Vikings will be in first place.
So you have an ulterior motive to that.
We'll have that division lead, and I think we might be able to wrap it up. I don't know. I was down on the Vikings for a while, but the way the rest of the division's playing, Chicago can't win, Lions can't win, the Packers don't look great, I'm not really scared.
So, all right, so Giants.
I'll go Giants 24-2. And the other thing, too, is Mason Crosby, their kicker. What did he miss, like 4 field goals last week? Not looking good. Might have to call up Ryan Longwell. I'll go 24-17.
No, that's what I said, 24-17. Oh. You got to be kidding that we picked the same
24-13.
Score. That is freaky.
No, he's not going to make 2 field goals. 24-14.
24-14. Matt's like a woman. He can't make up his mind, right? So
I have very different interests.
Very different interests. I'm eclectic. No, we love Matt. He's a good guy, right? He's a guy. Talking about grilling, because they're getting a warm day in Minnesota, so they'll be grilling. But Minnesotans will grill if it's, you know, 10 degrees. They're out there, and they just have their hat on, and they've got their big bear coat on, and they'll just do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rick, back again for more. Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rickles, what do you think?
Just Nayland Palin and all the time.
You wish. Who do you like? Do you like the Giants or the Cheeseheads?
Well, the Giants.
The Giants, of course. What's the score?
I make a believer out of you from last year. I told you they'll beat Green Bay.
You know what you did? I give you credit. You picked right on that one. What do you think?
Okay, I got Giants 24, Green Bay 13.
Everybody is picking 24. I love that. 24, 13, 24, 14, 24, 17. Thanks, Rick. Happy Turkey Day. What's up with that? 24, 24. All right, Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, what do you say? Dan. Did Dan fall? What is Dan eating the turkey? What are you doing, Dan?
I say Matt's got fantasy football when he's talking Green Bay getting kicked by the Giants.
Oh, you're a Green Bay fan.
Yes, I am. And I think it's going to be 27-17 Green Bay.
You have that score. You are locked and loaded.
Okay.
Brilliance. I forgot about that. You were a cheesehead. Go cheeseheads for Dan in Texas, who says 27-17 and happy Turkey Day.
See, I know score he's flawed, though, because he's counting on Mason Crosby to hit two field goals.
And now that you've said that, you put it out in the air, he's going to hit it.
So. I don't know.
What did he miss? Four, you said? That's right, four.
It was something.
That was that bad.
It was brutal.
If he played for the Cowboys because they have to rely on their kicker so much, he would have been already cut.
Change your kicker every year.
Well, but it didn't used to be that way. The Cowboys used to have the best kickers, period, bar none. And then Jerry decided, well, why should we spend any money on kickers? Because they're so easy. I mean, look, they're always just put them in the uprights, and then he screwed up the whole kicking thing.
Well, there's a lot of rookie kickers this year doing really well. Justin Tucker in Baltimore,
yep.
Blair Walsh in Minnesota, and Greg Zerlin in St. Louis. Three rookie kickers who have been pretty outstanding. So you remember, it's like a different trend this year because, what was it, like about 4 or 5 years ago,
veterans.
Like, I mean, Gary Anderson, Morton Anderson, yeah, John Morton Casey, Anderson. John Carney. These guys were in their early to mid-40s who kept getting jobs because you couldn't get any of these young guys to make a field goal.
I know.
And now, finally, the league's kind of changed around. There's also a change in the guard of the quarterbacks, too. It's the quarterbacks and the kickers have become these young guy positions when I'd say, you know, 5, 6 years ago, it was all these late 30s, early 40s guys.
Yeah, you used to have a lock. If you had a good foot, you had a lock on that. You're right. Morton Anderson is the best guy. I mean, he's like 50 years old, and he was still kicking unbelievable and made huge money. And, of course, Matt's all up on his kickers because fantasy football, you want to have good kickers because that can make a difference in the points. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Happy Turkey Day! Happy Thanksgiving week, because really it's a week where people are, it's hard to work, and people have their heads out the door and they're ready to see family, or if not, if they're hanging out with people, they just want to hang, they're ready to hang. How's that? So we're doing Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Who do you think wins this time around? The two teams that we are have chosen, that the supercomputer has chosen anyway. Green Bay and the New York Giants. It's the Sunday night game. The Sunday night game. And you decide, because we got a couple of Giants picks already and one Green Bay. You can also send me an email with your guess at americatonight.net. That works until the top of the hour. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's see who our next victim is. How about this? Blast from the past. Judy in Pennsylvania. Judy, how have you been?
Hey, Kate, it's been a long time.
It has been. How's life treating you? Good, I hope.
Oh, the bills still are terrible, but...
I know. What's going on with those bills?
Oh, don't even get me started.
You know, one of my best friends... her name is, I guess she won't care if I say it on the air. Her name is Chris O'Donnell, and when she went to school in Buffalo, when she got out, she got a job with the Bills, and she worked in their PR department, And she was with them through the years when they made it to the Super Bowl, the Jim Kelly years, and they the good years. And she said it was amazing when they kept getting knocked out. She said it was the most depressing thing, though, to be on the plane after losing the Super Bowl, even though they're just a great
bunch. Well, you're an Eagles
fan,
aren't you?
I'm an Eagles fan.
They're not.
Yes.
There's something wrong there, too. Maybe if we put Bills and Eagles together, we'd get one good team.
There you go. That's a great suggestion. You know what the Eagles need to do? They need to ditch Andy Reid. It's time. He's got to go.
Yeah, and the Bills need to ditch their coach, too.
Yeah. That's what happens. You only get so much time to turn things around. I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it, and let's get some fresh blood in there. So it's not the Bills this time around that we're talking about. It's the Giants and the G-Men. Judy, what do you think? Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to go with the Giants, 27-24.
Giants, 27-24. Wow, it's so funny. We are so surrounded by Giants, that it'll be interesting to see how that game unfolds.
Yeah.
Whether
have a happy Thanksgiving, Kate.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You can call, too, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're talking about, obviously, nailing the score. Who do you think's going to win between the Giants and the Cheeseheads? A lot of people probably listening to America Tonight are fans of either one of these teams. I know there's a lot of New Yorkers that listen. And then you either go in the Jets' way, usually, or the Giants. But there's a lot of big blue fans, for sure. So, you know, one of the things that's happening, that's been a big discussion, really, for the last couple of years, is the whole concussion thing, which has, unfortunately, affected so much of the play this year, last year, the year before. And now somebody goes down, the first thing you're thinking, besides if you're a fantasy player and this is your team, is, oh, no. I mean, how are we going to do this, without Jay Cutler in the mix? You saw what happened to Chicago and the beating that they took from San Francisco. And, you know, I'll tell you, you look at the quarterbacks, and Matt was talking about young quarterbacks and how now this is a younger guy's game, and you'd see the quarterback's age and older quarterbacks would get recycled, and he has a good point. And it's the same thing, you know, with kickers. We were talking about kickers, that it used to be the old guys would keep getting gigs because there weren't great young kickers, and now that's kind of switched. I mean, you still have, you know, your Adam Vinatieri's for Indiana, and you still have Jason Hansen for Detroit. Certainly they're not up in the Morton Anderson years, but definitely older. But then it's the young breed that's really taken over in those spots. And the big examples are some of the top guys on the list. Even Matt Bryan, I think, for Atlanta, who's got a pretty good leg, is pretty young. In the mix, you have like Janikowski for Oakland, who's certainly a little bit older. But the stuff, as I said, that most people around the game are talking about has to be what's happened with the physical side of the NFL, with some of the rules that have changed, and the fact that the worry is always got to be on the concussion side, because of what we've seen with some of the older players that were these big, virile guys who got their bell rung too many times, like Merrill Hodge is a great example. You know, he's a guy who played for the Bears, and he had to say later after, I think...
Steelers.
Steelers, that's right, Steelers, I'm sorry. After he had 10, 11 concussions, and of course, Troy Aikman, I was covering the Cowboys during the Aikman years, and his press conference where he just could not keep it together. He was so sad. He had too many concussions and was smart enough to know, boy, this isn't good to keep doing this, keep going after it. And then the others who stay in too long, unfortunately, we're seeing the effects of that. So Jay Cutler taking no chances. The Bears know that they couldn't just wait and see what was going to happen, so they had to put Jay Cutler on the sidelines. He talked about the concussions and the awareness of that, but also talked about hating the fact that he wasn't there for the Bears when they were beaten 32-7 at the hands of the 49ers.
I don't even like being in the facility when I'm hurt. You know, you're almost like an outsider. You know, it's hard to fit in with the guys. So watching the game and not being able to be there and help them and do my part of my job that I feel like is my responsibility is hard. There's a more awareness. You have more information available to you. In college, even my first 3-4 years in the NFL, there wasn't that awareness. You played football, you went out there and you took your hits and you came back the next day and you didn't really think about it. And you still do the same thing. I think there's just more information.
Yeah, there's definitely more information. You know, it's like RG3. Remember, RG3 had a big week last week, but he certainly had the mild concussion, and there was concerns about, you know, this is the future of the Washington Redskins. So we've really seen the concussion thing come up a lot more in the last couple of seasons. Matt, you know, you follow football, and you watch it, and immediately it's almost like this, what did somebody call it, the concussion conundrum, because the league has to do something, the players want to play, they're worried about lawsuits, because there are lawsuits where people are suing the NFL, former players, for negligence, they're concerned about that, and we're at kind of a tipping point here on the concussion thing.
Yeah, I think the future is going to be you're going to have, and this is what the players' union wants, actually, is an independent, third-party concussion specialist on the sidelines monitoring the players. Because right now, you know, you have the home or your own team trainers looking at it, and then they have a concussion. It's like a concussion exam, I guess, that they go through back in the locker room. And they have to get cleared before they can come back. It's better than it was, for sure, because before, you know, it was the old, oh, you got dinged up, you got your bell rung. And I even remember playing, you know, sports when I was younger, and that was still kind of the case, where it was just like, oh, you see stars a little bit, you get a little groggy, but then, you know, you wait a couple minutes, and then you go back out and play. And it's a totally different attitude now, and, it, you know, player safety is definitely more important than it was, and you see just, you know, even like, you know, neck injuries, the precautions they take, when a lot of the times you see, and it's very fortunate, a lot of times you see guys get hauled off in stretchers, and, you know, they're up walking around at practice the next day, but it's just the precautionary, you know, case that they make.
Yeah.
Just to do that.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking about Merrill Hodge, and I remember the Bears twist in this. He played for the Steelers the late 80s, I want to say, and through the early 90s, and that's where he started to have problems. And, you know, he's a guy that could really move the ball but was getting squished constantly in some of those games, some of those early games especially that he played. And there was a game against the Chiefs in Kansas City where he had a concussion. Then it was just less than a week. The team approved him to play. They did this during a telephone call. They didn't even look at him to see if he had recovered. He still had, like, problems, post-concussion symptoms or whatever. He got another concussion weeks later. He had to be resuscitated because he stopped breathing. That was the big story, so he's a big example. And then he was 48 hours in intensive care, and he had to retire due to a brain injury early, so he had to learn to read again. He had memory loss. He had confusion. He had headaches. He sued the Bears team doc and won $1.55 million judgment in the end. And this is a guy who had, you know, this is a guy who had a lot of potential, where he was rushing for however many yards in his career, 3,200 yards, something like that. I mean, way cut short at 34 touchdowns, whatever. But he really made a place for himself as an analyst on ESPN. But he's the great example of what can happen. Stay with us. More of Nail the Score.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you as we turn that final corner here in this hour of America Tonight. Nail the score, your last chance to do it and get in on the action. Here's the scoop. It's like picking lottery numbers. The game is the Giants and Green Bay. So which one of the teams wins and what is the final score? What do you say? Very easy to be the winner in this one. Sort of. Maybe you could be the winner. Anyway, take a shot at it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A bunch of people have sent in emails. Our pal Dave in Vermont says the G-Men 27-21. And surprisingly, no one had that. Boy, we have every guess around that, too. So Giants, Giants, Giants. Judy in Pennsylvania, everyone except for Dan in Texas. And here's one from the heavy hitter. The heavy hitter says that he thinks the G-Men will win it too. 38-24. Ooh, that'd be a high-scoring thing. Where's the defense? Somebody find a defense out there? Then there's this one from Flower Mound. Flower Mound must be listening to us, I think, in the great state of Texas. Flower Mound says, "Heidi Ho, I have got to go, but I'm going to tell you, I think the Cheeseheads are going to rock the Giants' world right in front of their home crowd. My final guess is 34-27. 34-27. That would, yeah, the New Yorkers, boy, they're all over Eli. Starts to lose a couple games. What? You know, if they pull out the win, yeah, it's okay, but it's easy to go back and go after them. That's what keeps happening. But Eli's used to it. He's used to the whole, I think he's used to the whole New York scene now. And that's just plain in New York. You get the accolades, but boy, you better deliver. Susan is listening to us in Kansas. Yo, Susan, thanks for the buzz. Hello, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm ready for Turkey Day.
I am too. What's your favorite part of the meal? Is it the turkey itself or something else?
No, the turkey.
Yeah. It has to be cooked just right, though. It can't be too dry.
That's right. That's right.
Turkey, I love it. So who do you like in this one, the Giants or the Cheeseheads?
Well, can I have your score?
You can. My score is the Giants 24-17, so you got it. You own it,
All right.
Susan. Have fun this Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Boy, you know what? It's fun to cook the turkey, but I think it's more fun to be waited on, I'm going to say. And since I've had a couple years of cooking the turkey, doing the stuffing, doing the whole thing, I'm going to say this year I get to just bring a few sides, and that's good with me. As long as those people in New Jersey don't ruin the turkey, then I'm okay with it. I think they're talking about frying the turkey or something. Oh, that sounds like that could be a nightmare. But if you do it correctly, then it should come out okay, right? So you can just chime in here like Susan did. As time is ticking away, you got to get in it to win it, so you got to do it quickly. Even if you shoot me an email like Dave did, 855 and Flower Man, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The other games that were on the board that would have been interesting, and I thought, wow, I wonder if this will be the game of the week. One of the other ones, the Washington-Dallas game, because Philadelphia's laid down so much that the rivalry is, I mean, I guess there's always a rivalry there, and there's always a chance that the Eagles could win. But the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys and Washington, because of how they've played this season, that's kind of an intriguing game. Of all the Thanksgiving Day games, that may end up being one of the better ones to watch, especially the way the Cowboys play, that it comes down to, seems to be this year anyway, it's a miracle that they're 5-5. It seems to be that it comes down to the final waning moments of a game. So that would have been a fun one, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Kate.
What do you think?
I try not to think. It gives me a headache.
That's a good philosophy, by the way.
Exactly. I think I'm going to go Green Bay on this one. Green Bay's at home, right?
They're on the road.
Oh, they're on the road?
It's in New York, yeah.
Let's go 28-17.
28-17, Green Bay.
Yeah, I think they can do it. I hope Green Bay can beat the Giants, give my Cowboys a little bit of help.
Yeah, it's all about that. You start to look now, especially at the scores, to see, wow, who could be in front and who could knock us out? Any chance of a wild card? We need to have a few teams rack up a couple of losses. And, Phil, you are so dead on about those Cowboys, because it is so crazy to watch them watch them blow a bunch of games and watch them barely eke out a win over a team like Cleveland, letting it get to overtime in the first place. Izzy in Missouri, hello.
Hello. I didn't think I'd call in again, but then I forgot about the score. And by the way, is Matt single?
He is single.
I have a single daughter that's absolutely gorgeous. He is so sweet.
Ooh, a gorgeous single female.
Yes, she is.
And she's not, you know, she's kind of young or in between because he feels like he's 80, but he's just a puppy. He's like just turned 30.
Okay, never mind.
All right, what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to take Giants 25-17.
25-17, I like it. Giants
25-17. I can't stand Green Bay and yellow team.
You know, that's so funny. Matt hates them, too. Izzy, happy Thanksgiving. And I love that. Never mind. Izzy, you've heard of Cougars, haven't you? And Matt, I mean, seriously, he is all about the, you know, if he likes the woman. So, hey, it could be.
You don't need
Who
to
knows?
Talk about my old girlfriend or anything like that.
I didn't say anything. We're going to get that Minneapolis affiliate going so that everybody can know about Matt. Oh, we could broadcast his life. Think about it. He's a single guy. We could have a lot of fun with that. Oh, definitely. We could have a lot of fun with that. But for now, we're going to kind of let him skate. All right, quickly, we have some more calls here at the tail end. Let's go to RC in Illinois. Hey, RC, what do you say?
I say Giants win
34-26. Happy Turkey Day. You got it. And finally, Jerry in Montreal. Jerry, do you have a good guess for us?
Yeah, 27-24 Giants.
27-20. Oh, somebody already has it. You got to tweak that a little bit.
All right. All right. Make it 30-24.
30-24 Giants.
Giants.
30-24 Giants. All right. Go Giants, it sounds like, Jer. Wow, a lot of people calling in here at the tail end. I'll tell you what, somebody's trying to call in now. You hit it right at the break, so we'll make sure that we get you in. Happy Turkey Day to everybody listening, and have fun watching those games. We'll be watching, too. Good luck with Nail the Score.
Throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.